Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. There have been reports of fish dropping from the sky. KPX5's Lauren Toms has the explanation of what exactly is going on here.
Something's a bit fishy here in Outer Sunset, where anchovies are multiplying off the coast and birds have more than they know what to do with. Birds appear to be scooping up the extra fish and dropping them inland, causing it to rain anchovies.
Never ever have I heard of something like this.
It's raining here in Outer Sunset.
Normally rains water, not fish.
Reports of anchovies falling from the sky have been popping up on social media. And Stephanie Ernst Scott at Gus's Discount Tackle says at least 10 of her customers have experienced it.
This customer came with a small baggie with anchovies in it, real dead anchovies. And he says to me the following, Steph, it's raining anchovies on my lawn. And my attitude is, I'm real happy for you. You must have come from the bar. I thought he was... And you watch it.
Steph has been working here nearly her entire life.
That's my father. That's Gus.
And she's never seen anything like this.
What would come in your head? I mean, they're raining anchovies. I don't think so. And I was wrong, and it is.
But there is an explanation.
Conditions in the ocean on our coast are in what's called a La Nina condition, which is the opposite of an El Nino, which is the warm water. We've got cold water, and it's been building up this way for the last couple of years, very cool water, and that is really good for anchovies. It creates the conditions for their food, the anchovies' food, which is little plant plankton that they feed on. So we've got lots of anchovies right now off our coast, and they're spawning heavily in San Francisco Bay.
Further north in Marin, anchovies were pictured washing up on the shores of Bolinas Lagoon in the thousands. National Park says it's due to a different phenomenon causing a mass die-off event. But Steph says while the excess anchovies is unbelievable, she wishes something else was falling from the sky.
You know, it would be better if it was $100 bills to help people go to Safeway, but...
Experts say the anchovy boom is bringing rare marine wildlife to our coast. They recommend heading out to an ocean viewpoint soon to see dolphins and whales feeding off of these anchovies before they head back north. In San Francisco, I'm Lauren Toms, KPIX 5.
Make it rain. Well, two big East Bay fire departments are joining forces. ComFire and the East Contra Costa Fire District are now one unit. Here's a look at the new boundaries. The combined fire district covers more than 700,000 residents. The consolidation is expected to result in major improvements with fire and emergency services. For residents in Oakley who haven't had their own fire department in 10 years, they've been relying on outlying fire stations, which has led to lagging response times.
A couple years ago, we were all evacuated at about 3 to 4 a.m. in the morning because of a huge fire that was right behind us here. So they had to bring all the resources in.
The district also plans to reopen Fire Station 4 in Walnut Creek and a Fire Station 86 in Bay Point. Also, they'll add two more stations in Brentwood by 2024.
And as we get closer to the 4th of July holiday, firefighters across the Bay Area are warning about illegal fireworks. Fire officials say fireworks could have devastating consequences, especially with our current drought.
In the city of San Jose, all fireworks, even those labeled safe and sane, are illegal to use, own, or sell. With the extreme drought conditions that we're seeing in the community, you know, we've got a lot of very dry vegetation out there. It takes one spark from an illegal fireworks to start a fire that could really impact, you know, homes and businesses and the environment.
Illegal fireworks can lead to hefty fines in San Jose. If you are caught, the first fine is $1,000. The second time, $2,000. The third, $3,000. If you're caught selling fireworks, it'll cost you up to $50,000 and a trip behind bars. And today, Sunnyvale police tweeted this picture to drive the point home. These are x-rays of people whose hands were injured by fireworks. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says there were 11,000 firework-related injuries nationwide last year. Most of those injuries happened around the 4th of July.
Well, there are plenty of legal fireworks shows and celebrations around the Bay Area this 4th of July. Milpitas is bringing back its in-person celebrations for the first time since 2019. The city is already setting up for Monday's party at the Milpitas Sports Center. Organizers are expecting thousands of people to the event, which will include music, food, and of course, those fireworks.
We are going to have a great kids area set up with rock climbing and remote control cars, video games, Earlier in the day, we've got a pool party, and that's free to the public. We also have a skate competition, which is free, but kids have to register early in the day for that. And then, of course, fireworks at night.
San Francisco's big waterfront celebration is also back for the first time since the start of the pandemic. The fireworks will be set off from a barge off Pier 39 at 9:30 Monday night. A live look outside. Will we actually be able to see those fireworks, or will the fog ruin the display? Meteorologist Brian Hackney will have that answer and will join us later to give us a look. And we put a list together as a list of holiday festivities and fireworks shows. You can find it all on our website at kpix.com.
Each year, 4th of July fireworks send pets running scared. Securing a safe place for them should be a top priority. Many pet owners resort to boarding facilities during the holiday. At Pet Camp, they're all booked up, and staff there is happy to provide a safe space for the animals. They also say they're happy to see a pickup in pace after a two-year slow period.
So we are full over the weekend for the July 4th holiday, and of course we're thrilled about it. We're thrilled that people are out traveling again.
The staff at Pet Camp says if you can't bring your pet to boarding, create a safe place at home, a closed room away from the noise with a favorite blanket or toy.
Okay, let's give you a live look outside at the roads. Today is predicted to be one of the busiest travel days. The CHP's maximum enforcement period is also now underway through the weekend. And we saw long lines of travelers, look at that, trying to get out of town at the Oakland airport today. Nearly 46,000 people are expected to pass through that airport. SFO expects 68,000 people to go through security checkpoints.
Governor Newsom signing a new gun control bill into law that will ban the marketing of certain guns, such as semi-automatic weapons, to kids.
This is an AR-15. This is a weapon of war, a weapon of mass destruction. But you're out there promoting and allowing marketing of these weapons of war to our kids.
The law takes effect immediately. The governor also signed a bill that would require serial numbers on ghost guns.
Well, an ugly end to Pride Month in Sacramento in that region. Woodland police investigating an incident where a group of people disrupted a drag show and yelled homophobic slurs. It was a chaotic scene. That group showed up at Mojo's Bar last night and tried to forcefully enter the venue where the drag show was held. Police were already in the area because of threats targeting the event posted on social media. Officers surrounded the bar, and the group eventually left on its own.
There were kind of rumors that things were brewing on Main Street, but there was obviously a presence by the Woodland Police Department, so that made us feel more comfortable. And then it escalated pretty quickly.
The event initially had been canceled because of those online threats, but after an outpouring of support from the community, organizers decided to hold a scaled-down version of that show. No one was arrested. Police are still investigating who the men were affiliated with. And that incident comes just weeks after five members of the Proud Boys stormed a drag queen story hour event at a library in San Lorenzo. From gas to the food you put on the table, it seems like the cost of everything is just going up.
KPIX5's Max Darrow has more on the extra cash you'll have to shell out this year if you are hosting a 4th of July cookout.
According to new data from the American Farm Bureau Federation, your grocery bill for a July 4th cookout will likely cost about 17% more than it did last year. Striking, but not surprising to some people.
So I'm looking for the hot dogs. You have to eat before you go to the parade.
As Bonnie Schreier filled her cart with many of the fixins for a 4th of July potluck, she couldn't help but notice.
Well, it's all more expensive.
So the little victories.
But the corn was a good buy.
Soften the blow.
$78.95. Not too bad. Although everything has gone up.
With inflation at record levels, most of the typical items you'd find at a 4th of July cookout cost more than they did last year. According to the latest data from the Consumer Price Index, which is from May, chicken is 17.4% more expensive than it was a year ago. Ground beef costs 13.6% more. Soda, 13.2% more. Hot dogs, 10.4% more. And burger buns and bread are 8.7% more expensive.
Recently, it's been jumping up a lot. It's been kind of slowly coming up. Recently, it's made some big jumps.
There's not a big difference there if we're looking food versus overall. but we feel food prices more.
Justin Reitz, an assistant professor of economics at San Jose State, says there are many factors at play causing this inflation, and it's not something that corporate America, the Federal Reserve, or the Biden administration can just fix overnight.
If it's supply chain issues, these things sort of have to work themselves out. If it's monetary policy, well, the Fed is working on that, but they have to be careful. Again, as I said, you want to hit the brakes, but not too hard.
It's not just groceries that'll be more expensive this holiday weekend. Gas will be as well. Today, the gas tax increase took effect. Voters approved this 5 years ago. What that means for you, you'll pay an extra 3 cents per gallon at the pump. In San Mateo, Max Sidero, KPIX 5.
And in Compton, Councilman Andre Spicer was giving away $3,000 in free gas at ZY Oil this morning. And you can see aerial views of all those cars lining up at the pump. Each car was given up to $50 worth of gas. Gas prices in Compton are already higher than the national average. And you can even see someone saving up that money by riding a horse. Where's the horse? Is there a horse?
It's probably a lot cheaper to have a horse than have a car these days. It gets gas.
How much is hay?
It adds up, but it's not as much as gas.
I guess we're not going to see the horse. That's okay.
That's more fun to get around anyway. Although, where do you park your horse? Well, in the latest problem for, it's the latest problem for autonomous vehicles, a group of Cruise's driverless cars caused some major traffic congestion. According to the San Francisco Examiner, as many as 20 of the robo cars were standing motionless at the corner of Goff and Fulton Streets on Tuesday night. The whole ordeal lasted about 2 hours. It was only resolved when the cars were manually moved out of the way by Cruise staff that same night. In a now deleted tweet, someone said that 4 Cruise cars were idle near Fell and Masonic. A Cruise spokesperson provided this statement in response, saying, quote, "We had an issue earlier this week that caused some of our vehicles to cluster together. While it was resolved and no passengers were impacted, we apologize to anyone who was inconvenienced." TikTok is trying to reassure lawmakers and users after it confirmed that its Chinese employees can access the personal information of U.S. users. In a letter to the U.S. Senate, the company says it's now working with Bay Area-based Oracle on new advanced data security tools, including moving all U.S. user data to Oracle's cloud. Tech experts say this is part of a broader issue in the industry.
We are in a situation now where the concerns that exist around the tech industry are enormous. And part of it is because we live off of our technology, right? It is one of the most intimate part of our lives. We've got our phones with us everywhere we can go. And the truth is that there is data that comes off of our phones most of us aren't even aware of that could be used in certain situations in a very bad way.
In a letter to the Senate, TikTok says the Chinese government has not had access to any U.S. user data and insists they wouldn't turn it over to them even if they asked.
Two lawsuits have been filed against a popular vegan meal kit service just days after a voluntary recall of one of its meals. The issue is with Daily Harvest's French lentil and leek crumbles. Two claimants say they got so sick after eating the product that they had to have their gallbladders removed. The company said it had received nearly 500 reports of adverse reactions. Daily Harvest's founder says they are working around the clock to determine the root cause behind the health issue. Now at 7, some NBA teams are getting big dubs, but it's not the Warriors. Juan Toscano-Anderson just signed with the Los Angeles Lakers for a short free agency stay. Gary Payton II is set to sign a 3-year deal with the Portland Trail Blazers, and Otto Porter Jr. is moving forward with Toronto. And the Raptors on a 2-year deal. However, Kevon Looney just signed on with the Warriors to a 3-year, $25.5 million contract.
And a big shakeup today in the San Jose Sharks organization. The team announced head coach Bob Bugner won't be coming back next year. The team has won 32 of the 82 games played under Bugner's 3-year tenure. This comes just 2 months after GM Doug Wilson announced he will be stepping down.
Yeah, a lot of Warriors fans, they're kind of freaking out that they only were able to sign one out of three of those guys. But yeah, remember, they got a lot of young players and you just won an NBA championship.
That's
too.
Right. You can't get too crazy.
So just enjoy it.
Right, exactly. They're going to get other great players.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Don't panic.
I'm not worried about the Warriors. Yeah. Well, thank you for watching. The news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area.
See you at 11.